I really am delighted that we have Diane Wolfson on the phone. She's Secretary of the Pretoria Council of the South Africa Jewish Board of Deputies, and they've done something pretty amazing. They've published a book called Jacaranda Jews, Voices from Pretoria, 1865 to 2025, A Heritage Preserved. Wow, Diane, I love it when we produce records of our stories and our histories. Tell me about Jacaranda Jews. What was the inspiration? Why?
Well, hi, Simon and the listeners. The idea grew out of a realization that our community's history was at risk of being forgotten. Our community goes back over 160 years, yet many of the stories, photographs, and voices were scattered across families or fading from memory. And the time was ripe to capture and preserve that rich heritage while we still could, for our children and grandchildren, and in fact, anyone interested in how this community shaped the city and contributed to South African life.
Give me a sense of size. How big was it at its height, and how many are we talking about today?
Well, at its height, it was about 5,000 families.
Wow, okay.
And today, currently, we're looking at about 500 souls.
Oh, wow. All right. So I would imagine the proverbial South African Jewish story, a diaspora all over the world in every possible place, because that's just the way things are.
When our numbers are small, but we punch way above our weight.
We're going to get into that. I'm going to get there in a short while. I'm very interested as to who your heroes were and your industrialists and all that. But it was just interesting to me. I was thinking about it as I was coming here this afternoon. So there they were, these Jews, happy, happy, off the boat in Cape Town, on the beach. Life was good. They find gold in Joburg. They get on the ox wagons. Off they go. Most got off in Joburg. Why did they keep going to Pretoria?
That's a very interesting question. A lot of them were smousers, traders, job opportunities.
Interesting. And clearly a lot, because 5,000 is a significant number.
Correct.
So presumably you did a lot of research into this book. Tell me about a surprising or unexpected story that you uncovered during the writing process.
Okay, so there were many over 160 years, as you can imagine.
Sure.
But one that stands out is how early Pretoria Jews were involved in civic life, often in ways that went way beyond the synagogue. Pioneering professionals, activists, a lot of community leaders in government, their impact stretched far wider than most people realized, and that comes out in the book.
Talk to me about the actual process of writing the book itself. What sort of challenges did you face, and what were the most rewarding moments of putting the book together?
That's quite a challenging question on its own. One of the biggest challenges that we faced was the scale. Gathering 160 years of material, photographs, and personal accounts, when in the earlier days there were no proper archives kept, records were damaged, photographs were never dated, and no names put on them. That was a major one. And another extreme challenge was the spelling and accuracy of names, especially in the earlier years.
Interesting.
Going through minute books and records, people were referred to as Mr. and Mrs., no initials or rarely, and very, very seldom a first name. So researching cemetery lists and going back in personal histories of different families. You had, just as an example with my own surname, there were Walsons, Wolfsons with one O, Wolfsons with two O, Wolfsons with a U, and making sure that we had them all correct for each family. There were Freeman and Friedman and Freidman.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
How much we had to triple check, well, sometimes more.
Is there any? Go on.
No, I was going to say that one of the most rewarding things was hearing the pride in the various families with their achievements and going back in history and the important roles that they played across business, social, in every sphere.
I might be putting you on the spot, but can you refer to any particular names that we would perhaps be aware of that rose out of the Pretoria community that we would know?
Absolutely. You've got Mayor Khan.
Pretoria?
Yes.
Goodness
and
gracious,
When he passed away, he wanted to be buried back in Pretoria without a fuss. We have many judges, Rabbonim, spread around the world that came from Pretoria. A lot of them went to Carmel School. A lot of them went to Boys High. We've got the famous Sammy Marks going back quite a number of
25 years.
Yeah, 125 years. It's quite impressive. The Chief Rabbi of South Africa, the Chief Rabbi of the UK's family, all come from Pretoria.
Quite amazing. If you could see me, I've got a huge smile on my face. This is just remarkable, and it's so incredible that you've documented it. Is there anything, I suppose it's a weird question, not really a fair question, but I'm wondering if there's anything about the Pretoria Jewish community that kind of is unique or distinguished it from the broader South African Jewish community? Anything in its identity or traditions or that made it special?
We could speak Afrikaans.
That's a very good answer.
My chairman sitting next to me. We speak Afrikaans.
That's a very, very good answer, actually. Listen, I'm descended from Boere Yehuda stock, so it's not just the Pretorians. It's anybody from the Platteland. But I would imagine as a community, by and large, that actually makes sense. You would have needed it.
Correct.
Way more than most. Are you pulling my leg, or do you actually speak Afrikaans?
Of course, I speak Afrikaans very well.
Okay, very, very, very interesting.
Not as well as many.
Talk to me about the role of the South African Jewish Board of Deputies in the history of the Pretoria community, and how you reflected that in the book.
Right. So the board has always been a bridge between the Jewish community and wider society by advocating for Jewish interests. We fight anti-Semitism and make sure that our voice is heard. In Pretoria, the board plays a central role, supporting our institutions, organizing events, and maintaining that sense of belonging and cohesiveness. This book highlights how the leaders from Pretoria contributed nationally, not just locally.
Talk to me of who you're hoping will read the book and what they'll take away from it, and perhaps most importantly, where can they get it?
Okay, current and past members of the Pretoria Jewish community, and I must say that the past members that are living all over the world still connect very strongly with us and have ordered the book. But really, it's for anyone who values heritage or migration stories, or the way small communities can make a big difference. My hope is that readers come away with a sense of pride and connection, and certainly inspiration, and maybe even see parallels with their own family stories.
I've got absolutely no doubt that they will. I just want you to touch on one more point, which is the availability, where one gets it.
Okay, so they can get it through the office of the Pretoria Jewish Board of Deputies offices. We are having a launch of the book in Pretoria on the 26th of October, Sunday. If anybody would like to attend, what do you want me to give? My cell phone number, my email address?
No, I don't want you to do any of that. If there is a generic email address, yes. If there's a website of perhaps the Jewish Board of Deputies in Pretoria, something like that, I certainly don't want you to distribute your personal information.
Okay. All right. So the email address is jewishchronicle@gmail.com.
I must say, I picked that up. I didn't mention it, but you're also the editor of the Pretoria Jewish Chronicle, and it just kind of struck me as I didn't even know there was still such a publication. You spoke about a community of 500 people, and what, it's supporting a newspaper?
It supports a beautiful glossy magazine, which has not been printed to the same extent since COVID, unfortunately. But it does go around the world to many ex-Pretorians who wait for it. And in fact, if it comes out late, I start getting emails and phone calls.
Where is it? Diane, we're going to leave it there this afternoon.
But I will add you to my mailing list and you will be getting a copy shortly.
That will be absolutely fantastic. Thank you for talking to us and I wish you all the luck in the world with the launch. I'm sure it's going to be a great success because who isn't interested in the subject? Jacaranda Jews, Voices from Pretoria, 1865 to 2025.